Greetings, this is Nigeria Anderson, and you're on UrbanBuzzMag.com with Miss Christina Lane. Christina Lane, say hello to the people and let them know what's going on.
Hey, everyone. As she said, it's your girl, Christina, and now rocking with Urban Buzz Magazine.
So now you're a woman of many, 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 many talents. And we love people like that because no one is just good at one thing, and we have to start celebrating everything we're good at. So it's my honor and pleasure to have you on with me today. So
thank you so much.
Let's talk about your painting. How did you become interested in drawing and art?
Art is kind of something that in my family, so my father, he used to draw, a cousin of mine used to draw, so I kind of say it's a bit of a family thing, but I actually really started drawing in kindergarten, and I can remember, like, the first thing I drew was, like, a Mr. Softee truck, and I can't just get that vivid image out of my head because it just came out so neat for a kid in kindergarten drawing something of that stature.
Right.
And then I knew that I was good at coloring, maybe I'll say about the same, around the same time. I had colored, like, one of the soldiers from, like, the Nutcracker, and it was just so neat. So from then on, I just started coloring, and then I used to draw for, like, you know, family members. Like, hey, look, I drew for you. So, like, I used to get, like, good remarks on it. And from there, I just went on and just began drawing, but I never really took it up as a passion until now.
Right. So when did you discover you were a brand?
When did I discover I was a brand? I mean, I'm still discovering that every day, actually. Because,
true story.
You know, mm-hmm. I'm always learning something new or something else that I want to add to my brand. So like I said, I'm still learning my brand every day. I basically started running with my name as my brand maybe back in like 2013, maybe before then. I never really knew that what I was doing was branding myself, honestly. I was just trying to put my face out there. Mm-hmm. I actually, like, before I started really taking art up as a passion, I was modeling.
Okay.
I used to be in, like, all the videos and stuff like that. So that's when I really started, I guess, branding myself and understanding that, yeah, me putting my face out there is branding myself.
Right, right. So when did you realize it could become a stream of income?
I'll say I realized it could become a stream of income. I really started taking art seriously in 2014 when I first began college. I was actually doing homework, and I was doing my homework, and then I got sidetracked. I decided to just, I don't know why, I just wanted to paint on my Timberland boots. So one thing led to another, but I saw the Rolling Stones tongue, and I'm like, I want to draw that. And I just ended up drawing the Rolling Stones tongue on mm-hmm. one of my boots. Mm-hmm. And during the process, I posted it on Instagram, and I got so many comments and, like, likes on it. I was like, wow, that's crazy. Like, people really like this.
Right.
And from there, I completed that pair of boots and posted it. And from there, I'll say the rest is history.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That is
cool.
Yep,
that one pair of boots.
And so now tell them all the other things that you're doing, because it went from boots, but hats and jean jackets, and, you know, you explain
right.
to them what else you do.
Okay. So with the boots, it went from boots, and then I was like, okay, I don't want to just keep drawing on boots. And so me, I like to follow people on Instagram and social media pages that I feel inspire me or, mm-hmm. you know, that I like what they do.
Right.
So I follow a lot of artists and stuff. So I saw people, like, drawing on sneakers and, like, you know, different wearable items. So I was like, maybe I should get into sneakers. So then I did a pair of Uptowns. I did a pair of Uptowns, and I had people call me about they wanted to get their Uptowns done. And then from there, I was like, I wanted to do something on a jacket. But my first jacket I did was a jean jacket. That wasn't the first jacket. I did a jacket. My favorite quote is, aspire to inspire before you expire.
Mm.
So I just painted that on the back of a leather jacket. I got a lot of feedback from that. So from there, I went on, and I believe the second jacket I did was the Fabulous jacket. It's Summertime Shootout Part 1,
uh-huh.
the first mixtape that he came out with, Summertime Shootout.
Uh-huh.
I drew that on the back of a jean jacket, and it says Boss Lady, and I got a lot of good reviews from that. So I kind of just branched off from the boots, the sneakers, jackets, and then I was like, I'm going to go into hats. A big thing with my hats, a lot of people like the Borough hats that I have out now.
Yeah.
So I do a lot of Harlem hats on the side, and I was actually inspired by Teyana Taylor. She was on her show, Teyana and Iman, and she had on some hat, but I love the way the words was on the hat.
Mm-hmm.
And it inspired me to want to go on and do that. And I was like, you know what, I should put Harlem on the hat. Right.
Yeah,
now everybody's ordering hats. I'm actually working on full pairs. I'll be full hats now.
Oh, okay. Good for you. Good for you. And so most of your art is titled wearable art. And that's just amazing. And so I like that you discussed the different types of wearable arts, from footwear to jackets to pants. And we actually met when you had your paint and sip event. And the people, I mean, of all ages, all ethnic backgrounds, came out to support you.
Right.
And they really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed it. I didn't have time to paint or anything, but it really was a great event. Are you planning on having any more like that?
Yes, I am. But thank you so much. And I really appreciate you for coming out. I'm glad you had a good time. I really got some good feedback from that sip and paint. I am working on doing one, but I'm going to do a kid-friendly sip and paint coming up. Hopefully mid-August, I'm actually in the works of getting that done. And, of course, it's going to be something that the kids can wear, and they're going to be painting it themselves. But, yeah, so with the sip and paint, that's something that I always wanted to do as well. Like, I'm like, you know, I think I can instruct the sip and paint. I want to do my own sip and paint. Right. But how can I make mine different? So since I draw on stuff, why not have them draw on their own stuff that they can really take home and wear?
Yeah.
So that's when I came up with the idea. I'm like, you know what? I think I should do a denim sip and paint, like sip and paint on denim.
Right.
And everybody loves that idea. So like I tell you, I have a lot of people that's asking, like, when are you going to do another one? When are you going to do another one? And I wasn't even expecting that. Although it wasn't that many people, it still was enough. Like, you know, everyone had a good time. I got sponsors. I really didn't have to pay for much.
Right.
So it was just amazing, the turnout, and it just inspired me to really keep going.
Yeah, definitely. You got to keep going. Mm-hmm. I mean, your work is great. I mean, you guys,
thank you so much.
You know, check out the video I'll post and the pictures. Check out her Instagram. What's your Instagram hat?
Brand page is Shop Christina's Lane. That's ShopChristinasLane. That's my brand page. And then my personal page is just Christina's Lane.
Okay, cool. Now, besides all your talents with art, let me just ask you, what's your ethnic background?
Black and Puerto Rican.
I love it. So now, I noticed that your studies, one of your other studies was African-American studies. What enticed you to even explore that area, even though, you know, you're Black and Puerto Rican? What was your interest in studying African studies?
So about my time on being a freshman in college, so I went to school because I know I wanted to go for journalism.
Right.
I was going there for journalism. It was like the few elective classes that I took, and they happened to be African-American studies classes, but it's now called Africana studies, not African-American studies anymore.
Okay.
So took a few classes, and the first class that I ever took was a Black music class. And so I learned, and that's what it's exactly called, Black music. And this professor, he's actually the chairman of the Africana Studies Department, Dr. Christian. Today, I can call him a friend and a mentor. Like, he is like a highlight to my college career. Like, he's such an amazing man.
Wow.
And so I took his Black music class, and I learned so much from, yeah, we hear James Brown, we hear Michael Jackson, but do we really know the history of these men? Do we know the history of a Sam Cooke, and what was the meaning behind of the song? You know, behind the songs that they sung and stuff like that. So he just taught me so much. So I fell in love from there. Then I didn't think to, you know, still take it up as a, I took it up as a minor first, but I didn't, so I took another class. I'm not sure if it was the Civil Rights Movement class, but it was another Africana Studies class. And I was just like, you know what, this is it. I'm going to minor in this. I wanted to find out how to minor in it. My guidance counselor, told me how to go about doing it. I finished a minor within like two semesters.
Right.
Like, that's how interested I was, because I went for, I went during the winter, I went during the summer, and then I went during the fall. So I just like, I crushed the minor like before anything. And so I was like, okay, well, that's not enough. How can I major in it? And then also I went to my guidance counselor, and she suggested that I major in it, since I only had a few electives left, and why not just, you know, finish it out with majoring in Africana Studies. So from there, I went and I spoke with the chairman and asked him how I could go about majoring in it. So I actually had to take extra classes because I was going to pass my credit. So, you know, you graduate with 120 credits. I graduated with about 126, 127 credits.
Wow.
So it was just extra credits. So, but it was worth it. So I didn't care if it was, you know, taking an extra class that really wasn't going to go towards anything. It was just about me learning and just being in that class and just learning. so much about my roots and my history.
Right. Now, do you think at any point that will impact your artwork?
Yes, it has. A lot of my artwork is dedicated to African-American women and empowering them, empowering everybody, empowering my Black community. Right. So a lot of the stuff that I do, I do like inspiring quotes, inspiring words. What else? I draw a lot of African-American figures. So I have like this leather jacket, this red leather jacket that I did for a lady, and I love it. It's actually something I want to do for myself. But it's an African-American lady in the back of a jacket, and she has an afro, a huge afro, and it's a lot of positive words dedicated to the Black woman, like queen, right, beautiful, you know, intelligent, stuff like that. And then, you know, if you don't know, I wear shades every day. So I put her in shades, and I outline the shades in pearls. Because pearls is just like, so pearls is just like, I don't know, this is just like a beautiful gem to me. So I love pearls. And so that's what I did. Like I said, I actually did a canvas painting of Africa when I was out in Ghana. I actually studied abroad in Ghana last year. Wow. From July to August, and that was dedicated to my Africana studies major. So I went out there for 21 days, and I was just inspired by so many things. So I actually like started designing clothes. So I have like a lot of African wear that I got made out in Ghana. I drew like the African flag and the shape of Africa on one of my canvases. So yeah, a lot of stuff was inspired by Ghana and that was a great trip. I can't wait to go back.
If you need me to go with you, holla at your girl.
Yes, most definitely.
Besides entertainment and art, one of the things you said you would like to do would be an entertainment news correspondent. So now you've interned at some well-known studio and broadcast companies. What have you learned? Yes. What have you learned doing your internships that you would keep if someone was like, Christina, I'm giving you your own show, and what would you not keep from what you've been through in your experience?
That's such a good question. What would I keep and what would I not keep? I would definitely keep my editing skills because I would know how to put together my own package.
Right.
I was a production assistant before for BronxNet TV. So I would definitely take all the skills that I've learned there, because from there I became a correspondent with them. So I learned how to work the cameras. I worked the in-studio cameras, the field cameras. Also, I floor managed. I learned how to work the teleprompter. So I would definitely keep all of the skills that I've gained at BronxNet TV, because that's the place that really opened the door for me to get into these other internships.
Right.
Without that experience, I don't think nobody really would have looked my way if I didn't have that hands-on experience from BronxNet TV.
Right.
From BronxNet TV, I went on to News 12, the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
I gained a lot of hands-on experience there. Special shout out to my girl, Aisha McKenzie. She's actually an anchor there with News 12, the Bronx. She took me under her wing and taught me a lot of things out in the field. So when she would go out in the field on a story, she allowed me to, you know, record for her,
right,
hold the camera for her, or sometimes hold the mic, or, you know, if she needed extra interviews while she was setting up, I will go, get the interviews for her. Or I wouldn't be on camera, but I'll hold the mic and ask the questions to the people. So definitely I would take those skills from News 12, my out in the field experience. With BET, I would definitely take my transcribing skills, although it was something that I did not like at all. I can't stand transcribing. But I feel like it really taught me, you know, sometimes you got to do what you don't like to get to where you want to be.
Right.
You know, and then definitely, and that's definitely with the internship. You got to be open to do whatever is needed. You have to be on deck for everything.
Right,
so if they need you to go get some coffee, go get the coffee, because at the end of the day, you're an intern. You're just striving to get your foot in the door and to move forward. So I would say I would definitely take my transcribing skills from BET.
Mm-hmm.
And then with MSNBC, I would take my research skills. So I was a booking intern with MSNBC.
Okay.
So I did everything from researching to calling, you know, maybe like the mayor from a certain state. So say something took place here in the Bronx,
right,
and it was a big incident or a fire, I would reach out to the borough president, Ruben Diaz Jr., and see if I could get him for an interview, see if he could come into the studio and interview on one of the shows that we were a booking guest for. So I would say definitely my research skills from MSNBC, and just my I would say customer service skills, because I also had to, you know, work with the guests that did come to the studio. I would have to take them, like greet them at the door, take them to the green room, make sure they're okay there, take them to hair and makeup, and then escort them to the set. Right. So definitely my customer service skills that I learned there, and my research skills at MSNBC. Those are all the skills I would take.
Okay. Now, someone gives you your own show. And the reason why I'm pressing you, because you have a lot of information, and you've delved into everything that you actually do. Some people just have a natural knack and talent, but they don't do things that will help train and enhance their talent. And that's something I admire about you greatly, that although you're good at something, you still delve into ever learning. And one thing about anybody that's going to be great is that they continue learning. And so that greatness is just all over you. And so when I say, what will you pull? Because your experience is also so vast, even going overseas and learning. I'm trying to say, out of everything you learn, you know, and you live in America, and you know all the political things that's going on, and someone says, you know what? You're going to have your own entertainment news correspondent. What would be some titles, let's say two titles of a show that would mean something to you, be it entertainment, political, whatever, art, that you would address, and why?
What are two of my new topics? That's a good question. I'm really into pop culture. I'm into politics, but I strive to stay away from it because it's messy right now.
Right.
Such a good question. So one of my main topics, I would say, is the gun violence that's happening. There's so many shootings that have happened within my community in Harlem, and it's so heartbreaking because I've known about four or five men that passed away just in this summer alone.
Wow.
So I definitely want to address that. That's just something that I definitely would like to bring up as a topic to, you know, from an older person to a younger person, someone that's coming up, like a upcoming rap artist from the community. What do you think about this gun violence? Because a lot of them are talking about shooting each other, and they think that's the tough way, and they think that's the good way. Oh, yeah, I'll shoot you, or come to my block. And, like, you know, all that corny stuff?
Right.
Like, come on, we're killing each other. You understand? Bad enough, this government is trying to take us out. Why are we taking each other out?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
We need to stick together. So that's the number one topic I would definitely like to bring up, is gun violence within our community. How can we combat it? How can we stop it? How can we get these guns off our streets? Because now these kids are really trigger happy.
Yes.
Really trigger happy.
Yeah.
So that's something I definitely would like to bring up. And another topic, more than likely bring up women's rights. We've come far, but we haven't really come too far for where we are now. Because how does this government think that they can tell women what to do with their bodies? How
exactly
can you tell us that we can't get abortions, and what's right for us and what's wrong for us, and this is our body? How can you tell me what to do with my body?
Right.
So that's something I would like to bring up as well. And I would like to bring that up to a man and to a woman. I would like to get both perspectives, and how do they feel about it? And not just African-American male or female. It could be a white male or white female.
Exactly.
I really just want to get down to the nitty-gritty, and why do people feel like it's okay to speak about a woman's body and have control over someone else's body when it's not yours?
Exactly. Man.
Yeah. So those would basically be the two topics.
That's all right. That's good stuff. And so now, what's next for Miss Christina Lane? What's next?
Well, I mean, I have an interview for a great TV station. Lord's willing, I'm staying prayed up and positive that I do get this position with this new station.
Uh-huh.
But what's next? Like I said, I'm working on another Sipping Pink for the Kids. Speaking of a show, I'm actually working on my own TV show. I just have to really get, like, the right team together and just get my ideas out. But I have a lot of ideas for a show that I would like to do.
Okay.
So that's something in the making right
there. Wow, that's good stuff. So we're going to look out for that. And,
all right, thank you.
Let everybody know your social media and if you have a website where they can reach you.
Okay, so my social media, my brand page is Shop Christina's Lane. My personal page is Christina's Lane. So that's where you can see a lot of my volunteer work and stuff like that. My brand page, you see a lot of my artwork and things that I've done with the kids and my Sipping Paints. My website is currently under construction, but it is christinaslane.bigcartel.com. So those are my social media handles. And also Twitter, Christina's Lane. I believe it's Christina's Lane _.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's it.
So now, have you been nominated or received any awards for your work?
Oh, yes. I was actually recently nominated at a place called the H Loft.
Uh-huh.
So it's like an event space. They have a lot of events there, and it's located in Harlem. So I was surprised that they even, I don't know, I just wasn't expecting it. So they honored me with a plaque, and I was honored amongst some well-known people within the Harlem community that's doing great things. So I was nominated with Ashley Sharpton, whom is Reverend Al Sharpton's youngest daughter. She does a lot of things within the Harlem community. You know, she's an activist and stuff like that. And then I was also nominated next to another guy. His name is Kells Mania. He does a lot of things for Harlem. And he's into fashion. And I'm not sure if he's part owner. Don't quote me on that. But he works with 5001 Flavors, and he also is a part of Harlem Haberdashery, which is a fashion store, clothing store, located right there in the heart of Harlem on Lenox Avenue. So I was presented an award, and it says, "With warm affection and deepest appreciation for your devoted service and outstanding leadership." And that was on June 21st of this year. So it really means a lot to me that they, you know, honored me with this. It really does.
That is excellent. It's well-deserved. It's well-deserved, and I'm sure there's more to come. So, how come you love Harlem so much?
How come I love Harlem so much? That's such a good question. I just love everything about Harlem. I love that I could be comfortable. I could walk through any neighborhood and not feel any way, no animosity. I love the fashion. You could just walk down Lenox Avenue. You see some definitely along like 125th Street. I just love to look at people and their different ways of dressing, their style of dressing. And it inspires me sometimes, like, you know, with certain things that I draw, certain designs that I like to come up with.
Mm-hmm.
I just love the history, the richness of Harlem. Like, you know, our history is real. Like, everybody wants to come to Harlem, no matter where you're from. You know, once you come to New York, you got to come to Harlem.
Right.
Because Harlem is New York.
Right,
and, you know, we know Harlem is not a borough, but I really consider Harlem a borough. I feel like it is its own tiny borough. You know, being able to walk along the same avenues and streets that Malcolm X once walked.
Right.
It's just inspiring. It's just amazing to be able to walk along those same streets, to just see Malcolm X Boulevard and, you know, Adam Clayton Jr. Boulevard and stuff like that. It's just amazing. Like, just the blackness of Harlem, that's what I love.
Well, that's all right. Well, you keep going, and we really appreciate you. And as we say, once a key player, always a key player. We want to be your media outlet. Anytime you're doing something, you let us know, and we'll help you get it out there. And Christina Lane, I thank you so much for stopping by.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.